Praise the Lord. God bless you out there. Praise your land. We're tuning in tonight, and we ask that you listen to the word of God. Turn your hearts and minds to the Lord as we go into the word of prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. And we want to take God at his word. We want to believe him. And the Bible says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of himself shall flow rivers of living water. Father, we come before you in the name of your Son Jesus, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy. We pray to look upon us with compassion and with mercy. And bless the Lord, that you will save, heal, and forgive, that you will blot out of sin, and let sin be forgiven. We pray that you will meet us here tonight. Let the Spirit prevail for us. Move in a mighty way. Take full control, Lord. Touch us, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We know you've got the power. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, while we are waiting, we are trusting in you. We are taking you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. Help us, Lord. Help us to go forward. Help us to stand, Jesus. Help us to take care of Lord. Oh, my God, save, heal, and forgive sins, and blot out of the transgressions. We know that heart are healed. We know that you are the deliverer. We pray that you will have mercy tonight, that you will touch those souls, those who are suffering and pain. Those who are being tested and tried, we want you to touch, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Let your spirit, let thy blood cover, Lord. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O Lord. While we are waiting, while we are praying, Lord, we need you to come in and take control. We need you, Lord. Have your way. Move, Lord. Move, Jesus. Take full control, Lord. Speak our hearts. Encourage our souls. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We are waiting, Lord. We are waiting on you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, take control, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Build us up when we are torn down. Help us to go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able. We are dependent on you tonight, Jesus. Your word is true, Lord. Your word cannot fail. Your word cannot lie. Your word is true, Lord. We stand on thy word. In the name of Jesus, move in a miraculous way. Work a miracle, Lord. Turn, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move, Jesus. Bless us, Lord. Bless while we're waiting. In the name of Jesus. Take the soul. Bless this man. Bless them, Lord. The listeners, those who have tuned in. We pray that you will bless them tonight, O Lord. Go out of the spirit, O Lord. Let them feel your presence. Yourself to them. Let them know that you are alive, that you are righteous, and that you are able to say to the uttermost. You're able to blot out transgressions. You're able to forgive sins. You're able to say to the uttermost, Lord, make commitment to Jesus. We are waiting on you, Lord. You are our very present help. No one else we know, Lord.
I do to be saved. Help me to give up to you. And
and give up all. In the name of Jesus, we're waiting on you, Lord. We're depending on you, Jesus. We need your help. We need you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless in a special way. Have your way. Let your will be done. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, on all those souls that are listed on the prayer list, you know their position. You know all of them right now. Say, Lord, give and deliver. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Today. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 123rd number of Psalms. That's the 123rd number of Psalms. Unto thee lift I up my eyes, O thou dwellest in heaven. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hands of their master, and as the eyes of men upon the hands of her mistress, so our eyes wait unto the Lord our God. So our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Thank God for the goodness of his word.
The Lord for the reading of the scriptures coming through Sister Sugar. At this time, we're going to place you on hold few minutes while we go in, and we'll be back with you in a few minutes. The Lord, thank the Lord. We are sorry about the inconvenience, but we thank God we are yet here again. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have our announcements, and we want to remember Brother Montrell. The Lord blessed him, and we received the praise report from his mother, his cousin, and I thank God for him. But we want to pray for Patrick Miller and Dave Paldo, Stephanie Williams. She lost her son, but she's trying to serve the Lord. She made a great change in her life. She put down the cigarettes, the smoking, and all those things. And she is now searching and looking for a church that she can attend so that she can get her soul. Pray for that on tonight. We are praying for Bill Bradley because he is battling cancer, but we know that God is able to heal him. We have witnesses of those who gave testimonies of what God did for them, how he healed them from the cancer that they were dealing with. So we know God can do it, so we want to keep him in our prayers. We're also praying for Mother Barbara Austin, Stephen Allen Sr., he's battling cancer, but we know that God is a healer. He can save, he can deliver, and he has also made a change in his life, and he is also seeking to make a closer, a better change, to get closer to the Lord, and we're thankful for that. We're praying that the Lord will heal his body, that the Lord will save him, and filling with the Holy Ghost, and and I know he can do it. I believe him. He's working right now. We may not be able to see it, but God is working on him. So we are going to pray for Mary and Samuel Anderson, because we know God is a mind regulator. He can turn that mind around. He can change everything and make it all right. We are also praying for Charles Morris, and he is also feeling better. But we still know that God is still in the healing business. We want to pray for Shirley Donaldson, that the Lord will save her and fill her with the Holy Ghost. We want to pray for Bentria Blackshear, that the Lord will also save her. And we are praying for Titus Edmonds Sr. He is feeling better, but we are praying that the Lord will save him and fill him with the Holy Ghost. And we also want to remember the 10-year-old young man, Logan. We know that God is a mind regulator. He can change things. He can turn it all around. Whom we met in Washington, and the Lord touched him as Evangelist Amin began to pray for him right on the street, and the tears began to roll down his face. I know God is still in the saving business. We want to pray for Sister Deborah from Boston. Glory to God. God is able to fix it for her in her home, and he's also able to save her. So we want to remember these souls in prayer, because we know that prayer changes things, and we know that God can do the work. He said with his stripes, we are healed, and we believe him today. So we thank God for the announcements, and we want to say, we'll be back here, if it's the Lord's will, on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And if you want to tune in, all you have to do is just dial 701-802-5175. And the access number is 5847-681#. Glory to God. So you can just dial in on that number if you want to get in on the broadcast on Sunday night, Lord's will. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to come forth and give us some exhortations and words of encouragement. Glory to God. And while she's getting together, we also want to thank God. I believe Christian Temple is in their 59th convocation, and it began on last night. Today is the official day of the convocation. Last night, I believe, was the pre-musical, and they'll be there all week if the Lord says the same. That's in Camden, New Jersey, 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. Praise the Lord. And while Evangelist Cynthia is preparing, I want to thank God for Sister Cheryl for reading the scripture on tonight. I tell you, God's word is true, is right, all by itself. I don't care what we are going through. God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. He knows how to make a way out of no way. And he has done that. And we are yet looking to him and depending on him to take us through in these trying times. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this broadcast. The Lord has blessed us, and we are looking for him to yet bless us even more. We are looking to launch out into the deep. We've been wading in the water, but now it's time to launch out into the deep and do the will of God. Our time is running out. We don't have much more longer down here, but we got to try to fulfill the will of God and do the work of the Lord while we have a chance. Glory to God, I believe the scripture said I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. We have to put our time in because payday is coming after a while. Hallelujah. We don't have time for fooling around, but we got to run for our lives and do what thus saith the Lord before it's too late, while we have the activity of our limbs, while the blood is running warm in our veins. We got to get in a hurry and do the will of God. Hallelujah. Taking God at his work, at his word, and moving by faith. We don't see everything, but we have to live by faith. Glory to God. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. So we thank the Lord. At this time, we're going to go into the word of God. And before we go into the word of God, Evangelist Cynthia will give some exhortations.
Praise God. We thank God for the word of God tonight. The word of God is true and it's
opportunity for those remarks coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And at this time, we're going to go to the book of Psalms, the 30th number of Psalms. And we're going to begin reading with verse 1. And it reads, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my soul to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endure but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. Glory to God, if the Lord hide his face from us, surely we will be troubled. I tell you, I don't want the Lord to take his Holy Spirit from me. Hallelujah. Lord, please don't take your spirit from me. Hallelujah. But help me. Help me, oh Lord, to go through my tests and trials, to stand in the midst of trouble. When the trouble comes, help me to stand, Lord. My title tonight is, sometimes we have to cry, and my theme is, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Sometimes down here, we find ourselves crying out unto the Lord. We find ourselves in so many different troubles and things going on in our lives and around us, on the jobs, in the homes, in the streets. Hallelujah. So much trouble all around. We have to go somewhere and pray and cry unto the Lord. I believe the psalmist said, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and has not made my foes to rejoice over me. My enemies came after me, but they stumbled and fell. The Bible said, though an host should encamp against me, I
fear. Glory to God. My trust is in God. Hallelujah. He didn't let my foes rejoice over me, but the Lord, he kept me in the midst of it all. God kept me. This simply say, oh, Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Hallelujah. He healed me from the situation that was going on in my life, the situation that tried to overthrow me. He said, thou hast healed me. And I thank God for healing through the word of God and through prayer. The scripture say, oh, Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. You see, I was dying, but God, he had mercy, and he lifted me up. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about a natural death, but I was dying a spiritual death. But God, he heard my cry, and he lifted me up. Hallelujah. From the grave, thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. He kept me alive, that I should not go down to that pit. My enemies was waiting for me to go down to the pit. They were waiting for me to die. But the Lord, he heard my cry, and he delivered me. The psalmist said in the 107th number of Psalm, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Glory to God, the children of Israel, they were going through it, but they cried unto the Lord when they got in trouble, and God delivered them out of their distresses, the burden that King Herbert put on them. Hallelujah. The hard taskmasters put up so many burdens on them. But God, I said, God, he delivered them when they cried unto the Lord God of their salvation. God heard their cry, and he delivered them. The scripture said, oh, Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. I don't know if you experienced that, but I have cried unto the Lord in the daytime, in the nighttime. Hallelujah. Crying unto the Lord, needing the Lord to hear my cry, to come to my rescue. Hallelujah. Said, let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. Oh, Lord, hear my cry. Hallelujah. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. Glory to God. He's a prayer-answering God. He's an on-time God. The psalmist said, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endured but a moment, in his favor is life. Glory to God, his anger, it only lasts but a moment. And I'm so glad about it. Some people, they hold anger in their heart. And the word of God said, anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Glory to God. But God said his anger endured but a moment. Glory to God. And in his favor is life. He's willing that we have life and that we live. It's his joy that we have life. Glory to God. Said weeping may endure, for a night, but joy, joy cometh in the morning. Glory to God. That joy will come in the morning. Sometimes we cry down here, but after a while, it will all be over. Joy, joy will be coming in the morning. Hallelujah. After this test and these trials are all over with, joy, joy is coming at the wild. Sometimes down here, we've been tested and tried. We've been tempted of the devil. Hallelujah. But if we hold out, then shall we have rejoicing in oneself. Hallelujah. After you have stood your test, after you have gone through your trial, hallelujah, and you know you stood your test, then you can rejoice in the God of your salvation. You can go forth in the praises. You can go forth in the dances and lift up the name of Jesus and glorify the name of the Lord for keeping you, for taking you through, for helping you to stand. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to cry down here. Hallelujah. Trials come. They'll make you fall to your knees and call on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But after it's all over with, joy, I said joy, will come in the morning. Hallelujah. Then shall ye have rejoicing. Hallelujah. You can rejoice and praise God for taking you through, for helping you to stand, for helping you to overcome your situation. God, he'll give you that joy, that peace in your mind. You can rejoice. You don't have to be angry. Your foes might be angry against you, but you don't have to be angry with them. Hallelujah. You can rejoice in the God of your salvation, and God will. I said God will. He'll take you through. He'll keep you from falling. Hallelujah. He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. Sometimes down here, we cry unto the Lord, and we continue to ask the Lord to help us to get through this test, to overcome this situation, to get us out of the trouble. And God looks down on us. He doesn't reward us after our sins. Hallelujah. But he has mercy on us and deliver us out of the trouble so that we can lift up his name and praise his name for the sake of God, for the sake of the Lord. Yes. The Lord delivers us that his name may be glorified. Yes. I just thank God for his word on tonight. I don't know about you. Maybe you had to cry sometimes. Oh, yeah. Glory to God, but God, he will wipe the tears from your eyes. Hallelujah. He will dry them up, and he'll give you joy in the midst of your troubles. He'll give you joy to rejoice in him and give his name praise and lift him up on high. Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is a good God. He's a worthy God. We ought to praise him. Amen. The Lord is so good to his people. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation that they may be able to bear it. He will give you that joy once you stand and go through maybe somebody out there right now that's been crying and going through great tests and trials, hallelujah, great illness in your body, God is able to deliver. I want you to try Jesus tonight. Turn it over to Jesus. He can dry those tears up and give you joy in the midst of your trials. Give you joy in the midst of your tribulation. Hallelujah. Just turn it over to Jesus. You can give it to him right now. Right now, give it to Jesus and say, Lord, Lord, I believe. I take you at your word. I'm sorry that I sinned against you. Hallelujah. I want you to forgive me, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come before you in the name of your son. We want you to touch, Lord, those souls that are ailing, that need healing for their bodies. Touch and heal. Deliver their souls. Deliver their minds, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord. Help them to give their life to you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name, Jesus, to run to you, Lord. Help them to cry out unto you. Forgive them of their sins. Blot out of their transgressions. Help them to repent in their hearts. Help them to fall out with their ways. Help them to turn to you, seeking your face and calling on the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Send your healing virtue. Somebody want to be healed. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want a better way. You got a way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, help them. Help them to give themselves to you. Help them to cry out unto you, seeking your face. Help them to give their life to you before it's too late. Help them, Jesus. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Save, Jesus. Save to the uttermost. Save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Work that situation out. You know all about it. You know the prayer request. You know how to fix it, Jesus. Fix it, oh, Lord, right now, Lord. Jesus, say tonight, Lord, deliver the souls of men. Bring them in, oh, Lord, off of the drug. Oh, my God, I know you can do it, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done. Take away everything that's not like it, everything that is contrary to your will. We ask that you move it tonight, oh, Lord, that you will draw some soul unto you. Have your way, your will be done, oh, Lord. Let them know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning if they cry unto you and give their lives unto you before it's too late. We know you can do it. We take you at your word. We believe you. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory. Glory to your name, Jesus. Touch, oh, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, oh, Lord. Encourage their hearts. Help them, oh, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for your word. Pray that you continue to send your words, send your anointing, have your way, and let your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Cindy.
Letting us know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yes.
I tell you, sometimes we have to cry over this way.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to weep over this way. Amen. But joy is going to come in the morning after all of our weeping and our crying and our suffering. Joy is going to come in the morning.
Yes.
I thank God for the word of God. I tell you, the word of God is right.
Yes.
All by itself. And it's true. Amen. It's true. Just apply it unto your heart and live by it. Live your life according to the word of God, and you will find out that the word of God is true. I thank God for the word. Evangelists may continue to preach the word of God. Amen. God is truly blessing.
Yes,
He's
he
sending
is.
His word.
Yes,
He's sending his anointing.
Yes,
He's sending deliverance.
Amen.
He's sending healing. It's up to us to grab hold to it.
Yes.
Amen. Get a grip on it.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
And God knows we will see the difference.
Amen.
I just thank God for all things. Be encouraged tonight, people of God. Be encouraged.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Glory to God. She told us the truth. Hallelujah. If we just keep seeking the Lord, keep believing him and taking him at his word, God will do it. He will do it for you. Glory to God. We are witnesses for us, and he'll do it for you. He did it for the old patriarchs. And he can do it for you. I don't care how hard it may seem. Hallelujah. God can do it. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Glory to God. We're not going to always be crying, but sometimes we do cry. Even Jesus himself cried when Lazarus died and they put him in the grave. Hallelujah. Jesus went down to the grave and called Lazarus. Hallelujah. He began to weep for those. Glory to God. He was sad, but he cried, and the Lord began to move, and he told Lazarus to come forth. He called him by his name and told him to come forth, and Lazarus came forth. Glory to God. You see, God is yet working miracles. He can raise the dead. He can heal the sick. He can forgive sins. And he can blot out as a thick cloud your sins. Glory to God. Just take him at his word. You be encouraged on tonight and keep looking to the Lord for whatever it is that you're requesting of him, and believe God. And he will do it. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to an end. But we will be, if it's the Lord's will, we intend to be back on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you. Good night.